It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Trigaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to taste an unusual grape from an area that we don't go to much. Now, we're going to Italy, which is certainly a common enough place to go to drink wine, but we're going to the arch part right there between the toe and the heel in southern Italy. We're going to Basilum, where we're going to be drinking the Tierra del Portale Aglianico grape. Now, Aglianico is a grape that's not found everywhere, but it's so rich and interesting and specific to that area. People think that it might have come from Spain, but I think most experts will agree that it's local to that southern part of Italy. It's grown in dark volcanic soil, and it really creates its own signature complexity from those growing conditions. This is the 2016 Tierra del Portale, but which is still pretty young. This grape, because of its concentrated flavors and high tannins, often have a terrific reputation for aging. So this is a good wine for your wine cellar. But in any case, we're going to drink it today, even though it's only about 2 years old. First, I've poured it in the glass. It's almost opaque, dark, rich purple, but I can, just after pouring it, and I'm swirling it around, the room is filled with a wonderful, earthy, foresty, woodsy kind of smell. Ripe fruit, like plums or prunes, maybe. Mm. Oh, nice fruit on the tip of the tongue, with a beautiful, soft mid-palate flavor. It's actually not as big as I thought it would be, looking at the color. It's this nice medium-bodied, delicious wine. Again, nice, good fruit, nice sweetness up front, raisins, a little cocoa. And towards the back, again, it's a nice, easy, gentle tan finish. Very distinctive flavor. Yeah, lighter than Cabernet Sauvignon, maybe a little richer than Merlot. Little buzzy tannins in the finish. A nice grape that I think is worthy of checking out at your local wine store next time you want something that's slightly different. Now, this is a wine I would definitely have with a red meat. I think that a rich, slow-cooked Osso Buco would just match this perfectly. Wonderful flavors, all segueing from this wine to that kind of a rich, slow-cooked meat. Again, enjoying the 2016 Tierra di Portale Aglianico.